Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Three receivers right, one left. Brady in the gun, White to his left. A third and five for the Buffalo 45. Brady points with his left hand to set the protections. He identifies the mic. He leans forward, waiting on the snap. He takes it. He backs up. Throws it left. Catch by Sanu. Snags it. Reaches the football forward. Did he get the first down? Hyde dragged him back.
He's got to know.
It's a good spot for Buffalo. Sanu tried to reach the football out. The clock.
So it's corner blitz. He knows he's the hot route. He's got to catch it and know where those sticks are and fight his ass off to get out there. He's got to put that ball out there better.
Of this song. I just realized we don't have the thing up on in here, Arcan. Apologies to Josh over at NBC.
Easy lover. That's all you need to know.
Take your
hold on, you believe it.
Right. She's like no other.
Like no other.
And before you know it, she'll
be on your knees.
Who will be on their knees?
You'll be on your knees.
You will.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, the other way around might be problematic.
She's like no other.
I do know this next part.
She's the kind of girl you dream of.
Right. I could use the lyrics, though. That's
definitely
on,
helps.
That's
yeah.
on us, though. I'm sure Josh has it on the simulcast. I don't like looking. I know most people out there don't like looking at me. I likewise don't like looking at myself, yeah. So I should have turned it on.
I'm with you, because I know it's not going to be good. Like, if I look up, I know it's not going to be good.
Yeah, I know what I look like, and I've hated it my whole life. So I just, you know, I've been uncomfortable with it my whole life.
Right.
So apologies to the greater New England area, greater Boston area, I should say, and throughout New England. All over the country, really. Should have brushed up on the lyrics. That's on me. I'll wear that one. Just past noon here on the Sports Hub, 617-779-0985. Let's get back to Mohamed Sanu. You heard Zoe ripping him again. Zoe was getting into Sanu good last year.
Yeah.
And he deserved it. Like, I said this earlier, forgive me for repeating myself, but let's pour one out for the greatest receiver that I have ever seen. And I mean this. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. The greatest receiver that I have ever seen at when you need 6 yards on third down, he'll get you four. Like, every time, consistently, every single time. He's never going to get you a first down. Just get the first down right out of your heads. He's never going to get that for you, right? So that's a pipe dream, okay? What you're hoping for, and what he's very consistent at doing, is giving you a fourth and short. You want a fourth and one or a fourth and two? Maybe go for it? Mm-hmm. Or, hey, those hidden yards that Bill Belichick right. loves so much? Get you four extra yards before you punt? Because, you know, special teams matter a whole bunch. There's four extra yards for you that Sanu just got you. The best I have ever seen in my 36 years on this planet at getting you 4 yards on a third and six, Mohamed Sanu. Pour one out because the Patriots released him last night. Another receiver that Bill Belichick just has no clue about.
Yeah.
Another wide receiver that Bill Belichick looks at and says, I couldn't tell you who's good, couldn't tell you who's bad. John Baldwin, Julio Jones, same to me. Mohamed Sanu, Manny Sanders, what's the difference? You know? N'Keal Harry, DK Metcalf, and now, like, I like N'Keal Harry, too, so I'm treading into dangerous territory. N'Keal Harry, DK Metcalf, N'Keal Harry, AJ Brown, all look the same to me. Like Bill likes all these receivers that stink, and he likes none of the receivers that are good. And Mohamed Sanu, it's the same. Rinse, repeat, over and over and over again, in perpetuity, for infinity. Bill has no idea what he's doing at the position. Generally a good, not great, and slightly overrated general manager. But, you know, this is maybe Bill's worst trade ever. And that's a credit to Bill. Like, a lot of teams swing and miss on a second-round pick for a player.
Right.
A lot of teams do that. And that's not to let Bill off the hook. It's just to say this may be his worst trade that he's ever made. And it was obviously bad from day one.
Yeah, it was. And I just was sort of thinking of something right now. Like, Bill's missed on most of the wide receivers, with the exception of, like, the Welker trade, the Moss trade, the Branch draft. And I don't even want to count Edelman because he was a seventh-round quarterback. They turned him into a wide receiver. So that's just three out of all in all the 20 years. I mean, really, that's it. And, you know, that's not great, but I'd take that over the Jets, who couldn't find a quarterback in 20 years, or many of these other teams who have just been, you know, trying over and over and over again to get something there at that quarterback position. And now Bill had the same guy for 20 years, and that's unusual, but it is sort of, it does go to show. I mean, I think that Bill, even in that time,
can I ask a question?
Had some good quarterback pick. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo, that was a good draft pick. You know, I mean, even Matt Cassel had some success. Jacoby Brissett's a starter in the league right now. He's had some hits at quarterback, more so than other teams.
I completely agree with that. Yeah. But why, and I hear a lot of people say this, why do you give him credit for Brady but not Edelman?
What do you mean?
Well, one's a sixth-round pick, one's a seventh-round pick.
Well, one's a quarterback and played quarterback. The other guy was a quarterback. Yeah, they didn't know what to do with him.
One's a guy they passed on 15 times, and so is the other guy. Like, right. Like, if you like Brady so much, you should have drafted him before you took Dave Stachelski or whoever they took.
No, I agree with that.
And Antoine Harris, whoever else they drafted before Brady.
Unless they drafted Edelman with the, you know, explicit belief that he was going to become wide receiver, I wouldn't necessarily give him credit.
They didn't draft
him
as a quarterback. I'm not sure they knew where they were going to play him. They knew he wasn't going to be a quarterback. They drafted him as an athlete. And, you know, they ended up hitting there. So I don't give them no credit for Edelman. I just think they weren't very confident in that one. That wasn't a receiver they targeted. And Brady wasn't a quarterback they targeted. They're guys that they said, nah, you know what? We like some things about this guy. Let's see what we got. And they ended up knocking it out of the park with both of them. So I would lump them similarly. I understand the position change. I get what you're saying there. But I would lump them into a similar category. If they knew what they were getting in Brady, they would have drafted him in the first round. Not the sixth,
sure.
After Dave Stachelski and Antoine Harris and everybody else they drafted that year. Adrian Clem, or maybe Adrian Clem was 2000. I forget the whole draft that year. They would have drafted him higher. And same thing with Edelman. So that's where I'd get on them for that. Like, that was just a...
They drafted Clem, Redman, Greg Randall, Dave Stachelski, Marriott.
Right. Brady was 2000. I'm an idiot.
Antoine Harris, yeah.
Yeah.
And Patrick Pass in the seventh round.
Ooh, Patty Pass, friend of the night program.
Yeah.
I got to give Patrick Pass credit for this. I argued tooth and nail with Patrick Pass on the highly rated Monday Night Blitz at the Scoreboard up in Woburn. I argued with Patrick Pass tooth and nail. He said that Malcolm Butler was going to be better than Darrell Revis the first year that Revis went back to the Jets.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Good call.
Patrick Pass.
Call Patty Pass.
Pour one out for the Monday Night Blitz while you're at it. Mohamed Sanu in the Monday Night Blitz. 617-779-0985. I promised we'd go to Tyrone in Tennessee. He's been waiting very, very patiently. Tyrone, go ahead.
Hey, Adam Jones. Good to talk to you for the first time. I've seen you throughout NBC sports coverage on different shows, and honored to talk to you, man. I like your swag and attitude, man.
Well,
and,
I got a lot of swag. That's true, yeah.
Well, I know Felger calls you evil, so I'm evil too, so I'm about ready to bring some evil.
Okay, great.
And I think a couple of things is, I think the end is near for Bills, and I'm going to say it by this. I think this team is not a good team this year. I don't think he had a succession plan at the quarterback position. I think his plan was Tom coming back on a team-friendly discount deal. He thought at the end of the day, Brady would fuss and moan like he's done before, and he would take the cheese and come back. He did not think Brady had the balls to go to Tampa or L.A. Chargers or anywhere else. So he thought he was going to have Brady back for one more year. That's what he really thought at the end of the day. And it didn't happen. Instead, Brady dropped a giant creamsicle turd on his face and had some hot it taste. And now he got caught with a touchdown. So Cam Newton was just sitting out there, got him at a good low ball price, no doubt about it.
Yep.
But let's just be honest. Cam's not going to turn it around with this team this year. Cam's going to realize what Brady went through last year, that he's got Julian Edelman and a bag of bums.
Yeah, so, well, Tyrone, first of all, a creamsicle turd dropped on his face is a phenomenal line. I don't know if I'd agree that that's what happened.
Especially with the accent. Creamsicle turd right on his face. That was a bad impression.
Those are accent. Vol's colors down there is what those are.
Right.
I don't know if the Leonard Fournette move is another creamsicle turd in Bill's eye, but we can get to that coming up in a little bit. Meanwhile, I gave you a rundown. I first of all, I agree with him. that Bill's plan was Brady. Bill's plan was Brady will cave, we'll have him back. And Bill got it wrong. Just like Bill got it wrong in the Super Bowl. I can win without Malcolm Butler. Wrong, Bill. No, you can't. Sorry, Bill. You can't win with... Oh, God. Who were the scrubs running around in that game? I don't even remember anymore. Was Eric Rowe one of them? Eric Rowe and... who was the special team scrub they played over him?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Jordan Richards.
Richards played. There was another guy who ended up going somewhere else.
Creamsicle turds is what they were. Yeah. So just like Bill thought he could win without Malcolm Butler, Bill thought and got it wrong. And whatever, everybody gets stuff wrong. Sixers and seven over here. Bill got it wrong and thought that Brady would break and cave and roll over and come back to the Patriots as he always has done. And you know, he should have paid more attention to the reporting that Tom had his house on the market and everything else, because I thought Tom was gone all year. But I understand that Brady had broken and rolled over and let Bill rub his belly every single time, right? Like over and over and over again, Brady broke. That's what Bill thought. That was the plan at quarterback. Can I give you my wide receiver depth chart again for the Patriots now that Sanu is gone?
Sure.
And by the way, I have no problem with Sanu being gone. I don't need 4 yards on third down. On third and six, don't need it. Thanks. Julian Edelman, old. N'Keal Harry, apparently fat and out of shape.
Old, fat.
Damir Bird, journeyman. Gunnar Olszewski, if you read the reports, can't catch, which seems like a problem in a wide receiver. Like, I don't love that. You know, balls are clanging off his hands like frying pans out there. So Gunnar Olszewski can't catch. And, oh, yeah, Jacoby Myers, nice in the preseason. Couldn't do anything in the regular season. Devin Ross, I know you like him, Arcand, Colorado Buffalo.
That's right.
But
shoulder to shoulder.
Would not have high expectations for him.
By the way, I was
bouncing around
on
a couple of practice
Johnson
squads.
Bademosi.
I was too, actually. Yes, yeah. Johnson Bademosi. Another. Well, I guess those weren't creamsicle turds. Those were your red, white, and blue turds.
Yeah, or a green and white turd, if you will.
Bill's got to watch that diet. I got to when that's coming at you. I think he's cleaned it up. That's probably why he switched to Subway. I think he's eating healthier.
Right.
He's cleaned things up a little bit. When stuff like that's coming out of your body,
creamsicle turds.
It's best to call your physician there.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. So we'll get to all your thoughts on Mohamed Sanu and why can't Bill draft wide receivers, can't identify receivers via trade, can't sign them off the street. Like, why does Bill have a blind spot for that? We'll get to that with all your feedback next.
Zolak, and Bertrand. Middays on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Helplinema.org.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Three receivers right, one left. Brady in the gun, White to his left. A third and five for the Buffalo 45. Brady points with his left hand to set the protections. He identifies the mic. He leans forward, waiting on the snap. He takes it. He backs up.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Helplinema.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks. Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Night show takeover. Apologies in advance. Adam Jones, Christian Arcand with you until 2. No Zoe, no Beetle. They're out the rest of the week. Arcand's back with you tomorrow with McCone, I believe it
is. Yes.
We got all your phone calls. 617-779-0985. We've been talking Patriots. I want to get to Leonard Fournette to Tampa Bay. I think fans are upset about that, especially with Damian Harris now hurt, and especially with where he ended up. Leonard Fournette goes to the Bears. Patriots fans could probably tolerate that. You know, Leonard Fournette goes to, I don't know, where else was he rumored to go to? You know, a team that doesn't have Tom Brady on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of fans could wrap their heads around that. But the fact he's going with Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, fans seem a little bothered by that. So we can get to that coming up. Again, it's 617-779-0985. Plus, a lot of people looking to weigh in on Torrey Krug, his comments, which I'll summarize by Krug wants to get paid. And if he doesn't get market value, he's gone. So you better give him $7.5-8 million over 4, 5, 6 years, maybe longer. And Chara, by the way, wants to return to the Bruins. Chara wants to be back. He wants to continue playing, A. So we don't know what Doc Emmerich was talking about the other night. If I can switch from handshakes to humanity. I don't know what he was talking about the other day. Making it seem like Chara was retiring. Maybe the Bruins were feeding him that. We don't want him. He's going to retire. Doc, Keith Jones.
Or we're just not going to bring him back.
Yeah, it could be that
he
too.
He can sign somewhere else.
Right. Maybe Doc just had an idea that he wasn't going to continue with the Bruins, but Chara wants to. So those are the big takeaways on the Bruins. A lot of you waiting patiently there. Just quickly on Sanu, because I don't know why Bill can't figure it out at wide receiver. He hasn't really figured it out at wide receiver or cornerback. He struggled with both of those over his career. And it's not like they're all misses at corner. You know, J.C. Jackson, good find. Stephon Gilmore in free agency. I mean, that's really just paying a guy the most money. But he identified somebody who was not viewed as a top echelon guy.
Right.
He was viewed as an upper echelon corner, not like the number one elite cream of the crop, right? And so Bill deserves credit for that too. Revis on a 1-year deal, though how hard is it to sign a guy who was the best corner in football? You know, a lot of what he's done at that position has been free agency. But Butler, J.C. Jackson, he inherited Ty Law. He's been better at corner, but there's been a lot of swings and misses in the draft at corner. Most of his hits have come from other teams, or I guess undrafted free agency. But wide receiver's been worse. Do you have any interest in Josh Gordon? He was out there and available. He's gone now, Arkan.
All set.
Okay. Somebody called earlier today about Antonio Brown. He's still out there and available.
All set with that.
But Gordon did re-sign with the Seahawks. Whether or not he'll be reinstated is a whole other story, which the Patriots have been on that carousel the last couple of years as well. So I don't really know what they do at receiver. And whatever they do, it probably won't work out based on Bill and his track record. Like, whatever they do there, whoever they bring in at this point, it probably won't work out. If they're going to get by, it's going to need to be with Edelman and N'Keal Harry. Because I don't think Bill's going to swing a big deal for a receiver. Oh, Bill, what if Bill gives up a second-round pick for so-and-so? Well, then they're probably Mohamed Sanu. You know, based on his track record, then they're probably Mohamed Sanu. So I don't care if Bill gives up a big asset for wide receivers. He can't identify good wide receivers. So I don't care what he gives up. I don't care if a big name gets released and Bill signs him. I don't care if he trades a big asset for a wide receiver. Bill does not know what a good wide receiver looks like. Again, he said, Julio Jones, John Baldwin, give me John Baldwin. He said, Mohamed Sanu, Emmanuel Sanders, like that. So let me pay more for Mohamed Sanu. Mr. 4 yards on third.
Get that second year, though.
Yeah, again, I'm treading into dangerous territory with this one, but man, N'Keal Harry, DK Metcalf. Man, N'Keal Harry, AJ Brown, N'Keal Harry. Mm. So, no, I don't care who becomes available. I don't care who shakes free. I don't care what Bill gives up for a wide receiver. He doesn't know what a good wide receiver looks like. He never has.
Well, he knew what Welker looked like. Welker was a guy who killed them a lot in Miami. He made that trade,
fair
got
point.
Him over here, and that one worked. Randy Moss worked, and there was a couple of draft
yeah,
picks.
No, yeah, no, yeah, identifying
over,
the second
it.
Greatest wide receiver of all time. That, great, wow, what an eye for talent Bill has.
Well, he had,
Randy Moss.
He had some
wow.
bad years in Oakland, and that was a trade that
Woo!
They didn't have to give up much for. It was a
fourth round
pick.
What are you going to tell me? Bill would have got Jerry Rice next?
I mean, I'm just saying.
Hey, you know what? I really wanted that Jerry Rice. If only I could have got that Jerry Rice.
Ocho Cinco was good, too, until Bill found him. So, I mean, that doesn't always work that way. But, yeah, I'd say for the most part, you're right. There's a couple of exceptions. Maybe those prove the rule. But, yeah, for wide receivers, it's been a struggle with Bill. And I think that also goes to show how overvalued wide receivers are across the NFL. I mean, I really think, like, all the money and sort of, attention that goes into the wide receiver position all across the league really is still pretty strong, considering the fact that Bill has been able to win all these championships without really that many big guys. And the years where he actually did hit on the wide receivers, Welker and Randy Moss, what those guys ever win? He really has only ever won with these munchkin receivers, and that's kind of interesting. But, like, that's the way it's worked.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, what if he gives up a second rounder for this guy or that guy? Don't care. He'll miss. He won't be identified. What do you mean? What if he gives up a second rounder? He just did that for Sanu. He sucked. And obviously he was going to suck. 617-779-0985. As promised, we said there's some Bruins calls hanging out as well. Dan's in Whitman on Torrey Krug. Go ahead, Dan. Daniel.
Awesome job.
I'm sorry. Wait, that sounded like, I'm sorry. That sounded like a compliment. Just repeat that first part. You were cut off.
Yes. I just said, listen, I love both you guys. You yep. guys are an awesome dynamic duo. Uh-huh. I yep. love you guys.
Thank yep. you, Dan.
As far as crew goes.
What was that it?
No, as far as crew goes, okay. Not interested at all. He's a one-way defenseman. I don't think he's good on defense. He gets blown away and he's too small. And his buddy Carlo, I get them out of there too. I'm just not with it. And, you know, Zdeno Chara, we love you, but you're too old and slow. I don't want him back for free.
Okay, there's been a little bit of a movement on that. I thought Tony, I heard Baz make an interesting point about this the other day with Chara. I'd keep Carlo, by the way. Like, I think Carlo was a disaster in these playoffs, and I blame him much more for all of their defensive shortcomings than I blame Krug.
Mm-hmm. Like, Carlo only made about $3 million.
Yeah, and Krug's not blameless. Again, I'll reiterate that, but like, Krug's not your shutdown guy on that pair. That pair got caved in.
Yeah.
Really, the entire time in the bubble, but specifically against the Lightning. Caved in. But like, you expect Torrey, you're sacrificing with Torrey Krug's size. You're sacrificing his play in his own end, and you're hoping that, well, he's carrying pucks, and you're not spending a lot of time in your own end, and, you know, he's creating on the power play.
Right.
That's the trade-off. I'll make that trade-off every day of the week. But you need the guy next to him to be responsible. You need the guy next to him to be, you know, the difference maker in their own end. So that's why I blame Carlo more there. So just to close the loop there, I would keep Brandon Carlo. I'm not moving Carlo. I thought Maz made an interesting point about whether or not Zdeno Chara, moving on from Zdeno Chara, may be able to unlock Charlie McAvoy. I heard him say that earlier in the week. I forget which day. And I'm paraphrasing what he said, but would McAvoy away from Chara, would you be able to get more out of him? And McAvoy could take that next step from good. I mean, McAvoy's good,
mm-hmm.
but he's not, you know, Victor Hedman. He's not in that caliber of defense. Shea Theodore
right.
with Vegas right now. You know, he's not that caliber of defenseman. So, you know, if you get him away from Chara, would that unlock? Is he too differential, or does Chara slow him down too much? Can he not play the way he wants to, paired with Zdeno Chara? Like, you know, that to me is an interesting point. And another thing that's popped up today, I've seen this on Twitter. I guess Deej just wrote about this. Deej Pucks over there at NBC Sports Boston. I guess he just wrote about this. I haven't read it yet, but I saw a tweet of his. And he said the idea that, you know, Chara coming back, you'd have to strip the C from him. I kind of agree with that. Like, mm-hmm. and Deej kind of shot that down and said, you don't have to do that, I believe. I haven't read the whole thing. I'm just judging by the tweet. But, yeah, I think if Chara's going to be a third pair defenseman, do you have to think about stripping the C?
Yeah. I mean, I think you do. I don't know if it's more of a symbolic thing or whatever, but I mean, I do think you'd have to consider that. I just wonder who you'd give it to. Would you give it to Bergeron?
Look, I'm not the biggest, the Bergeron praise, and you can't rip Bergeron at all, is just annoying in this town, mm-hmm. but he would be the guy who gets it next.
Yeah, I think so. He's the alternative.
On my team, it'd be Brad Marchand, but, you know, that's
what
not,
I was just going to say. Captain Marchand has a nice ring to it.
Give it to Marshy.
Captain Nordstrom with that beautiful hair. I think he deserves it because of his beautiful hair.
So,
personally.
I'm trying to remember.
Captain Tuca.
Didn't the Sharks take it away from Thornton?
I believe so,
and
yeah.
then didn't they go to a cup final?
Is that right? After they took the C from him?
I thought that was the order of operations. I think they stripped the C, which, by the way, don't plug that in on Urban Dictionary. That just sounds filthy.
Yeah.
I don't quite know what it means, but don't plug that in on a work computer.
Ooh, didn't know you guys like to strip the C. Cool. Hey, you guys should hang out after the show and strip the C.
Hey, my parents aren't home. We're going to go strip the C. But I thought that's what happened with the Sharks. I thought they took it away from Thornton and then they went to a cup final.
Hmm.
But perhaps I have that wrong. I should fact check myself. I know I'm Hockey
Probably.
Jones over here, and I know, you know, I could tell you the league front to back.
Are you prepared to make Torrey Krug the highest paid player on this team?
Yeah. So, by the way, I think that, yes, I am, because I think I'm going to push back on your following argument. Go ahead. What's your next argument?
I just think that's really it. I mean, you want to have a one-way defenseman be the highest paid player on your team.
Well, I just love the idea where people are like, well, you can't pay Torrey Krug more than Patrice Bergeron. Patrice Bergeron's going to make more than everybody else. You can't pay him more than Brad Marchand. What are you going to do? Pay him more than Brad Marchand? Krejci already makes more than both those guys, and he's
right.
worse.
He is.
Rask makes more than both those guys.
So do two wrongs make a right? I mean, does that mean you make Torrey Krug more money than David Krejci and Tuukka Rask are making?
I just, like, I don't, yeah, yes, it's a different market.
It is a different different market.
Bergeron signed like 6 years ago. The cap's gone up a ton. So, like, I don't know. What percentage of the cap did Bergeron get when he signed? And what percentage is Krug going to get now? I don't know the answer, but my guess is those are close. So, that's what I would say. The cap's gone up. It's not going up this year. It's a flat cap this year. But from when Bergeron signed, it's gone up a lot.
It has.
So, what are you going to do? Are you going to upset the payment structure in your room? Yeah, it's already upset. It's been upset. Oh, you're going to pay somebody more than you pay Bergeron? Yeah, you already do. Krejci. Yeah, you already do. Tuukka Rask. So I'll do it again. Yes. Yeah. If I want Torey Krug, which I do, yes, I will do that.
At the time, Krejci, I think, was, you know, that was sort of a bigger deal. His came up while the market was starting to swell like that. But with Krug, you just said it. I mean, it's a flat cap. You're not getting more money this time, and you'd be making him the highest paid player on your team, which, even though the market's gone up, $7.5-$8 million for Torey Krug, I feel like is a substantial overpay. I really do. And I'd let some other team make that mistake.
Yeah, I would want to keep him. I would want to keep him around. So that's why I would end up doing that. I'm trying to get my answer on when they went to a cup final. Yeah, 15. They stripped Joe Thornton. They stripped the C, our kid, as the kids say.
Nice.
On August 20th, 2014, Joe Pavelski was eventually named the captain. And in 2015-16, they went to the cup final. So I think you can strip Zdeno Chara of the captaincy and still go on a run. I do believe that. I don't know if that's what they're planning on doing. I don't know if they're going to do that, but I don't even think you have to hand it over to Bergeron right now. Like, what's the rush? But if you feel like you can't have a captain as your third pair defenseman, and I'm sure there are examples over hockey history. You know, my hockey brain's all clouded right now. I'm struggling to come up with an example, but I'm sure over time you can come up with a veteran who's been diminished late in his career who still was the leader in the room for your team, right? So I'm not really advocating for taking it away from him, but that's an interesting consideration. You know, can you be the same leader as a third pair guy than a top pair guy? 617-779-0985. I just remember that as a recent example. The Sharks would be an example. Not that they won the cup, but, you know, the Bruins probably aren't going to anyway. The Bruins would do what the Sharks did. You get to a Stanley Cup and then poop on yourself. 617-779-0985, a brown and gold turd, as it were. Arcan has all the latest in your hub headlines. And then let's get to Leonard Fournette. Did you want him here, Patriots fans? Especially with the news now that Damian Harris is hurt. We can get to that after the headline.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA. Hope is here, 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.12:39 here on the Sports Hub. No Zone, no Beetle today. So you're stuck with Jones and Arcan until 2 o'clock. And only until 2 o'clock. It's not that bad. Now we got your phone calls, 617-779-0985. I want to get to Leonard Fournette. Arcan likes Fournette. I have no problem with the Patriots missing out on him. But just quickly, I was reading through more comments from Zdeno Chara. And I missed this comment earlier. So I saw this. This was widely circulated on Twitter. I saw this comment. Where Chara said, I want to stay in Boston, I want to be a Boston Bruin, and I want to continue to lead by example and share my experiences, blah, 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 blah. That hasn't changed at all, I'm committed, so we'll see what's going to happen next, right? That got picked up and widely circulated. Bruins are holding at least their first round of breakup interviews today. I don't know if they're going to do more tomorrow or how they have it scheduled for the week, but Krug has talked, I thought Bergeron talked earlier tonight, Chara talked. I missed this comment. He said, if it comes down to that, meaning asked about whether or not the Bruins want him, right? Like if the Bruins say, hey, it's great you want to keep playing Zdeno, but you know, we're not interested, right? We're gonna go another direction.
Right.
So he was asked about that. Is it Bruins or bust, basically? He said if it comes down to that, that's something we could talk about later. I love Boston, I love the city. I think we have the best fans in the world, and I have no plans to move or go anywhere else, so we'll see what the future holds. So that sounds like it is Boston or bust, right?
Yeah.
And maybe that's what Keith Jones and Doc were up to the other night. You know, maybe he knew he wouldn't leave. He loves Boston. Almost as much as I love handshakes.
Easy there. No one loves anything
said,
as much
I
as
said almost. I didn't. It's impossible to love anything more than I love handshakes. So maybe that's what Doc was up to the other day.
That could be.
He knew. Bruins don't want him.
Mm-hmm.
Char only wants to be a Bruin. So there you go. Plain and simple. By the way, and just to juxtapose Krug and Char one more time, did you hear anything like that from Krug today?
Nope.
Now, maybe it was buried. I'm admittedly catching up on some stuff. I didn't hear the Zooms live. I have 3-4 minutes in a break to catch up and try to read stuff. So maybe Krug did say that elsewhere in some of what was not widely circulated. Maybe he did say that. I love Boston. I love the city. Best fans in the world. Maybe Krug said the same thing verbatim. But he also said, you know, I know my worth, and I'm paraphrasing now, but, you know, it's time to me to go. I owe it to myself to go see what's out there and available. Because mm-hmm. he has played for below-market deals, right? He was a college free agent that wound up signing with the Bruins, so no leverage there. And his last deal was a below-market deal. So I don't blame Krug for wanting to get paid. I'm just, if you're reading the tea leaves, it doesn't exactly sound like he's willing to take a hometown discount. Chara is. I think the question is, do the Bruins want him? So do you want him, Bruins fans? 617-779-0985. To be clear, Arcand, you would bring him back? Same deal as last year, $2 million, one-year deal.
Yeah, for the same deal as last year, I think I would. It's so little.
I'd bring him back.
Yeah.
I'd bring him back.
I'd bring him back, but I mean, I wouldn't have him. I wouldn't have him playing nearly as many minutes as he's been playing.
Right, your role has to change.
You know, it has to really be different. It can't just be the same. You know, you can't just keep throwing him out there because he wants to keep playing and because he says he's fine and he feels like he's in good shape. You have to let these other guys move past him. I mean, I think that needs to happen. And I'm not necessarily sure that, you know, Cassidy or anybody else would be, you know, 100% into that. I'm not sure Chara would be. I know Chara said he wants to come back to the Bruins, but he didn't say he wants to come back and be the fifth or sixth defenseman. So we'll see if there's another better opportunity for him out there. I think that might be what everyone was talking about with Doc. You know, okay, the Bruins will take him back, but he's going to have to take a new role. And Char is saying, well, I'd like to be back with the Bruins in my same role that I'm in now. And maybe all that talk was, well, we know that these two guys aren't seeing eye to eye on what his role would be if he did come back to the Bruins. So he'll probably keep playing. It just won't be here.
Yeah, look, I would have him back for $2 million. The question is, can you still be the leader as a third pair defenseman? I don't know that answer. You know, Joe Thornton got stripped of the C, and the Sharks went to a cup final and lost. I got another example sent to me. Dustin Brown got stripped of the C with the Kings. I don't know if that's a great example because their dynasty was pretty much over, right? Like, they weren't winning anymore by the time they handed it over to Kopitar, I believe, is who they passed it on to. So the Sharks would be a better example there. 617-779-0985. You wanted Fournette, Arcand? Why?
I wanted Fournette because, number one, I like big, burly running backs, and I think that Bill does, too. I think they fit in well here with this Patriots team, and I also think he'd be an upgrade in that running back room. And if you're not going to upgrade the wide receivers, then you might as well upgrade somewhere. This offense needs upgrades. I think we all can agree on that. And I know we disagree on whether he would be, but I think he absolutely would be over Sony Michel, over Damian Harris, over Rex Burkhead. I mean, really, everybody except James White, who's only a receiving back. I think that Fournette's an upgrade on all of them.
Yeah, I'm not sure he is. And I don't know how he fits in on the team. There's a reason nobody wanted him. Like, $4 million is not a ton for a guy who was the fourth overall pick. Nobody wanted it. The whole league passed on him at his contract. $4 million and change guaranteed. He ended up getting $2 million guaranteed and up to $3.5 million in Tampa Bay. And I want to get to the impact it has on Brady and the arms race between Brady and Bill and the expectations raising on Tom Brady and excuses being taken away from Tom Brady because look at everything he has around him now. He can't point and say, look, I'm throwing to Mr. 4 yards on 3rd and 6, Mohamed Sanu. What do you want? He can't do that anymore. That's been taken away from him. I would push back on how much of an upgrade Fournette is in the running backs room because I really think that little of Fournette. But also, I wonder what kind of a fit he is on this team. Like, he was a problem in Jacksonville. Conditioning was a problem. You know, he's filed grievances against the team. Like, I don't really think the team, and that's a bad organization, but I don't really think the team looked at him as a good teammate. I don't know that you want to invite that in, even for a minimum value deal, for a guy who struggled to fall in from the 1 yard line last year, had 3 touchdowns. So if that's all you're bringing him in for, the LeGarrette Blount role, to stand at the 1 and fall into the end zone, I don't even know if he can do that. 617-779-0985. Say what you want about Michelle. Michelle can do that. You know, Michelle's done a lot of falling into the end zone, including all the way to a Super Bowl. I don't know if Fournette can even do that. Let's get back to your phone calls here. Jeff is waiting patiently in Framingham. Go ahead, Jeff. Oh, I'm Billy. I'll pull a Felger on you. If you could, Billy, if you could pot up Jeff in Framingham, please. I'm frozen back here. Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay, you hear me now?
Yes, we got you.
Okay, great. I'm just calling about the Krug issue.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you guys noticed at the overtime, Torrey Krug was beat down low for the puck, and that would cause the winning goal that was scored. I mean, he's a talented offensive player, but you're giving up a lot of defense by having him out there.
Yeah, Arkan, and let me ask you, what was their problem? Was their problem against Tampa that they couldn't keep up on offense, or that they didn't play good enough defense?
I think their lack of scoring was the main problem, but they certainly were weak on defense.
Sure,
I thought, yeah.
But you know, what were they losing games? What were the finals?
7-1, 3-1. You know, I mean, those were the two games right in the middle that ended the series.
What was it? 3-2? Was game 5 3-2? In overtime?
3-2 or 4-3.
I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I'm scrolling to get it as well. But, like, I didn't feel like defense
3-2,
was...
you were right.
Like, they had plenty of problems. I'm not saying they were perfect defensively. Where were they more deficient? Keeping up with Tampa offensively or shutting them down defensively? I don't think holding Tampa to 3 goals in overtime, 3 goals in regulation. The 7 was a problem, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
4 in overtime, and then they held them to 2 in game 1, and they won. With your backup goalie, oh, by the way.
Right.
I don't really think that's all that bad. Their problem was they couldn't score. Especially 5-on-5, and Krug's not great 5-on-5. Admittedly, most of his damage is on the man advantage. But they couldn't score. That was their problem. Billy, I apologize for this fricocta call screener over here. Ay-yi-yi, technology! Fricocta call screener.
I'm unfrozen. Who do you want?
I'm all frozen up over here.
Billy alone. Who do you want?
I was just apologizing to Billy.
Oh, okay.
And just taking shots at Felger. That's really all I was doing. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your phone calls, and let's get to the raised expectations on Tom Brady in Tampa Bay next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Boston, Boston, Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're coming up on 1 o'clock, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Adam Jones, Christian Arkan, with you until 2. Night show takeover of the 10 to 2 program. Zoe and Beetle here on the Sports Hub. I like this tweet from I Like Waffles at Adam Jones 98.5. Jones has about an hour left to complete the Felger hat trick. He just got the I'm frozen on the call screen. The last two is accidentally hang up on a dumb call and then tell him to call back. And then finally tell a kid to call the Adam Jones show at 7 o'clock.
Right.
Can he pull it off?
I think he can. Except it'd be weird. It'd be kind of meta for you to tell somebody to call your show at 6 o'clock. Call me at 7 some other night. Yeah. Not today.
Call me next Tuesday when I'm back in on the night.
You're going to want to call that terrible Adam Jones show?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll take kids like you read about.
Yeah. Those losers.
I've struck back out at them, and I've started directing, the older generation. I've started directing them back to Felgren Mass. And really specifically to sometimes the baseball report. If it's a really specific Red Sox take, I'll direct them right to the baseball report.
I'm going to want
to
call Tony Maserati from 6 to 7.
Yep. Just
Tony what? Who's the Maser what?
Yeah, just crank that up on your rotary phone. It's 617-779-0985. Just quickly on Brady and the raised expectations. Fournette going to Tampa does not raise the expectations for me. Okay? Like, I don't think he's better than Ronald Jones. I don't know if he's better than the kid they drafted, Keyshawn Vaughn, out of Vanderbilt, right? Like him and Fournette and Shady, I don't think are all that different. And Shady's borderline washed. Okay, so Fournette does not upgrade things for me.
I think he's much better than Shady McCoy.
I'd probably give you that he's better than Shady McCoy. I don't know how much better. There's a reason nobody wanted him.
Well, nobody wanted to put in a waiver claim for him, but I think there was other teams that were interested in him after he cleared waivers. I don't think it was nobody else wanted.
There's been teams that were
like literally nobody wanted Cam Newton.
There were teams that were interested in Shady McCoy. He's still kicking around. So like I don't know. Like I don't know how much more interested or how much better he is than Shady at this point in his career. But whatever. I mean, Shady in his prime was a million times better than Fournette. This has not raised my expectations, but it's another big name. And if you look at Tampa, it's Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Did they draft another kid this year? They drafted the kid out of Minnesota. What was his name? Johnson? Tyrell Johnson? Something like that? Hang on. They got a roster in front of me. Tyler Johnson. Thank you, Josh. Gronk. O.J. Howard, and I don't love O.J. Howard, but throw him on the list just to help make my argument. Ronald Jones, Shady McCoy, and now Fournette. I think a lot of people look at that and they say, all right, Brady's got, look at all the skill talent that Brady has. Look at it everywhere. And Brady does not have the excuse to blame the roster building anymore. In fact, I think Brady has a hand in the roster building. And I know Bruce Arians came out today and said that, Ronald Jones is still our lead back. No, he's not. Not with Tom Brady calling the shots, he ain't. Tom Brady does not like young players. And Fournette's actually not that much older than Ronald Jones. RK made that point earlier. Yeah. Fine, fair point. Brady doesn't like young, unestablished players. How about that for you? And Ronald Jones ain't going to be the starter there. I feel confident in saying that. Brady will want Fournette or maybe Shady. That's what he's going to want. And I just think this does raise expectations a little bit more on Tom Brady. And I think they totally signed Fournette because they were worried about New England signing him. Brady was worried about New England signing him. And there is an arms race going on. Bill looks from afar, I want to go to Jarrett Stidham, which is easy to say in March and April. Yeah, we'll just go to, we lost out on Tom Brady, big deal. We'll just go to Jarrett Stidham. That's easy to say. Until Brady is rededicated and showing up to every single offseason where he's getting cited for working out in public parks,
right,
for God's sakes. And Bill looks at that and says, yeah, this Stidham plan ain't going to work. Cam Newton, right? So that's Bill's answer, and now Fournette is an answer to that in Tom's mind. Anyway, I don't really feel that way, but in Tom's mind. I think that arms race is real, and I think that raising of expectations in Tampa Bay is a real thing, and Brady will have no one to blame if Brady can't win with this team. He won't. I mean, even if they're losing games, 40-35, even if they're scoring a bunch of points, Brady's got to make the plays with what he has out there. I do think he has pretty good skill position talent. Running back, I think still they need work, but in the passing game, tons of talent. And now Brady has no one to blame. Maybe he didn't before this signing. I didn't really think he had it before this signing, but it reiterates the point.
Yeah.
Who are you going to blame if you can't make plays?
No, unless there's a whole bunch of injuries or something like that, or the offensive line is such a sieve that he doesn't have time to get the ball out. Those are the only possible excuses he could have. But really, I think what's going on in Tampa Bay is very similar to what the Broncos did when they got Peyton Manning. They just loaded up. They're like, here it is. Peyton, we're giving you everything you want. It's all these wide receivers. We're stacking the defense. We're bringing in Aqib Talib. We're doing all these things. And, this is it. We want you to be in the best position you can possibly be in this new system, in a new place, in a new city where you haven't ever played before and, ever started before. And we're going to make this as comfortable for you as we possibly can. That's what the Buccaneers are doing for Tom Brady. And I think that's what Tom Brady really was hoping that Bill Belichick would do for him all these years, especially towards the end. Don't you think Tom Brady was really kind of hoping at some point that Bill would say, all right, this is it. This is our last real kick at the can here with Tom Brady. Let's surround him with the best we possibly can and let him ride off into the sunset. I think Brady wanted that. I think in some sense, maybe more than just Brady, I think other players on that team and maybe some of the other coaches, McDaniels, I think they probably looked at that and thought, this might be my last chance to win a championship here, coaching Tom Brady. Let's load up. Let's do this. And Bill never really did it. He tried last year. It's kind of half-assed with Brown and Gordon and, everything else and, drafting N'Keal Harry.
Sanu. What a trade that was.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that was his best attempt at it, but it didn't really work out too well. And I think that, going into the year, you were sort of in the same position the Patriots always are, where we're saying, hey, what's up with Brady and his weapons? Who's he going to throw to? What's the plan here offensively? Are we just going to have to leave it up to him to save the day again? And that just, eventually ran out. He goes to Tampa Bay, and I think they're doing exactly what he wanted Bill to do all these years.
Yeah, look, that's a fair point. I like the Manning comparison too, because Manning lost it.
Yeah.
Like, Manning completely lost it. Who phrased it this way? Probably Curran? I think it was Curran. He was like a brain in a jar directing the Broncos at the end, right? Like, no arm, no talent, just all operating off, his
like that guy in the Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
The brain that controlled the body?
Yeah,
what was his name?
I don't know. I was thinking, what was...
Krang.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was thinking, wasn't there one of those on Futurama, too?
Yeah.
Like, just like a walking brain is all Peyton Manning was. Like, didn't have the physical skills anymore, but he could break down, pre-snap reads and things like this, and he knew where to go, even if he couldn't quite physically get it there. I mean, Manning could win that way, so Brady should be able to do that, right?
Yeah.
And look, a lot of people are pointing out Tampa has a bad defense. You just pointed out Tampa has a bad offensive line. Fine. I look at it and I say, Brady, you have what you wanted. You have an easygoing coach who's an offensive mind and a bunch of skill talent around you. So go win. 617-779-0985. And I don't mean win a Super Bowl, but he damn well better make the playoffs and, maybe a round or two. I don't expect that to be a championship roster, but he better be in the postseason. I've been told I need to go to Chet in Northborough. Chet, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Real good show.
It is. It's one of
the best. I just want to switch to baseball a little bit. I know nobody wants to say it, but article in the Globe about Jackie Bradley, whether they should have traded him or not, and they pointed out a lot of solid things, like 273 extra base hits. The only three people during this time had more, which is Betts, Bogarts, and David Ortiz.
I see. Only a couple of people on the Red Sox, I see.
Yeah, and they talked about Freddie Lynn said he was the greatest outfielder he's ever seen.
Talked
about what he can do in terms of his outfield, in terms of helping the other outfielders because he plays and so what I'm trying to tell you is
how's your hearing? Chet, hello, hi. You're going to want to call Tony Maserati, the baseball reporters. Get started at 6 o'clock. I believe, are they doing a baseball reporters tonight?
No, because the game starts at 6:30.
Right. Yeah. So, Chet, here's what you're going to write this down. I think there's going to be a baseball reporters tomorrow. I don't know if Tony is a part of that or not. I don't know if Tony's taking a long weekend.
Yeah.
But if you could do that, it's 617-779-0988.
Trifecta! You did it! You got the Felger hat trick!
I didn't prematurely hang up on anybody that? Yet. We're working on it.
Well, the night is young.
Will we accomplish
Day is young.
Just quickly on Jackie Bradley, I never say this. Good for Jackie Bradley for what he said yesterday. The Red Sox tried to come out. Chaim Bloom came out. Oh, we want Jackie here for years. We'd love to have Jackie Bradley. We want it. We want Jackie Bradley. And Bradley came out yesterday and said, they haven't communicated that to me. So what now? So the Red Sox now
awkward.
The Red Sox are now playing this PR game with their lone American black player, because others have pointed this out to me before, and it's true. You know, I mean, I would say, you know, Jackie Bradley is the lone black player in this country where, you know, there's a lot of inequality. And I don't know that it's quite the same in Aruba, for instance, with Xander Bogaerts. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know that he's treated as a second-class citizen in his own country, right? So when I say the lone black player, that's what I mean with Bradley. So now they come out and they trade away Pillar. They stick with Jackie Bradley. They say, yeah, we want to keep him long-term. For what? For PR purposes? Because of your awful racial history now, you think, what, you're going to pull the wool over our eyes with this one? Because Chaim Bloom does his Zoom calls with a Black Lives Matter sign in the background? So good for Jackie. How often have I ever said that in my life?
Yeah.
Good for Jackie Bradley for coming out and saying, yeah, no, they...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.